Your busy day got you stressed out? Sit back, relax, and get ready for a smooth ride with DJ Diesel.
Good afternoon. It's currently 3:07. I'm your host, DJ Diesel, better known as Navy Penny Officer Crime Van Diesel. Today, I have Lieutenant Yuvia Rodriguez, the Victim Legal Counsel, here on Sigonella. How are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thanks for asking. Do you have any weekend plans coming up? Because it looks beautiful this weekend.
Thankfully, the sun is out here in Sigonella. I don't have much weekend plans. I'm going back CONUS on Sunday, so I've got to do a lot of logistical things, but hopefully I can get out to maybe Taormina or somewhere with a little bit of sun.
Oh, I hope you definitely enjoy this weekend, ma'am, because honestly, every weekend is a blessing.
Absolutely.
And it's great that we actually have you. I talked to MC1 about interviewing you, and I was looking forward to it because she said you're absolutely wonderful, and you saw her earlier today, and she said the same thing. So
no, thank you. MC1 is amazing. She's one of our advocates, and she's incredible.
Yes, yeah, she's absolutely one of the best LPOs I've ever had. And today we're going to be getting into your job title, so it's going to be interesting because I'm going to be honest, I don't know that much, so it's going to be a learning experience for me too.
Yeah, I'm happy to talk about it.
And it's going to be great. We'll be getting into it when we come back. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, station serving America's best. We're back in the studio. We're going to be talking about what a VLC is. So I'm curious too, because I don't know. Can you talk to me about what it is?
Yeah, absolutely. So VLCs are Victims Legal Counsel. We are JAGs, meaning we're licensed attorneys, and we are assigned to represent victims of sexual assault and domestic violence within the military justice system.
And do you guys specifically have to be officers?
Yes. So we are just like the command JAG or the base JAG. We're all attorneys, but we're also military officers.
Are you guys independent or are you installation specific?
So we are assigned to an installation, but we do not belong to the base. For example, I'm here in Sigonella. I'm not assigned to NAS Sigonella or any of the tenant commands here. We have Victims Legal Counsel all over the world, and our headquarters is in DC, which means that I don't answer to anyone here. We are completely independent, and our job and our duties are to our clients and not to any commanding officer or chain of command. Wherever we're stationed.
That's very interesting because you know every community is a little different. How is it being a lawyer in the military?
How much time do you have? I love my job. We have very many different jobs within the JAG community, and this is one of our assignments that we can do, and it's quite frankly one of the best jobs I've had while being in the Navy.
And specifically being an attorney, what is that like in the day-to-day?
Well, as a victim's legal counsel, we represent, like I said, victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. And our job is really to be a voice and a shield for victims throughout the military justice process, really starting from when somebody makes a report or an allegation of abuse. Once they come to see us, if they become our client and I represent them, my job is to be their voice to make sure that their rights are being protected, that they're not suffering from retaliation, ostracism, or anything like that. And especially when we're talking about very junior sailors or dependents who really don't know the military system. My job is to really be that voice for them, to make sure that they're being heard. And inside the courtroom, if there is a case that ever gets to a court martial, my job is to protect their privacy and to make sure that their voice is being heard inside the courtroom.
Oh, that's very good to hear. So what is a misconception that most people usually see about like coming to you?
I would say that it's the idea that I didn't do anything wrong. Why do I need an attorney? And that is the biggest misconception, and I think a really big missed opportunity. Let's talk about, you know, we're here for SAPR Awareness Month. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And in reality, survivors of sexual assault suffer one of the most unsurmountable traumas that anybody can go through in their lives. And choosing to report, choosing to come forward about something like that is a really big decision. And unfortunately, it's also traumatic in and of itself, right? And so our job from the onset of a case is to help them understand their rights, help them understand the process, and really hold their hand throughout that entire process so that they can make the best decisions for themselves with all of the information in front of them.
Yeah, it's a very important job, and someone definitely needs to do it because people's voices need to be heard. And
absolutely.
Very appreciated that you do that. And we'll be definitely getting more into the SAPR program when we come back. And we're back to talk how you specifically work with hand-in-hand with the SAPR teams.
Yeah, that's a great question. And so we work very closely with the SAPR team. As a matter of fact, our offices are inside of Fleet and Family, specifically so that we can be close to the SAPR team and work with them on a day-to-day basis. Everything is done with clients' permission, but the SAPR team, specifically the advocates, their job is to make sure that victims are getting the resources that they need and that they have a voice within the command. Similarly, I do the same thing, but on the legal side. And with the client's permission, we tag team issues, come up with plans or ways to approach a situation, depending on what it may be. We refer clients to one another all the time. And we share resources and information just to keep up with the latest guidance and things that are happening within the SAPR world, really, to speak. And I also work very closely with FAP, or the Family Advocacy Program, specifically when talking about sexual assault cases. Any sexual assault that happens between spouses or that involve children, I hate to talk about that, but it's just the reality of the world that we live in. It really is the FAP program and not SAPR that takes care of those cases. So just like with SAPR, I work very closely with the family advocacy folks, the treatment providers, the advocates, in the same way.
And what common issues you see people that referring to the wrong resources? Like with most people, what would you recommend specific what issues happen when they go to FAP instead of SAPR?
Sorry, I have to think about your question a little bit. FAP and SAPR are two different programs, right? FAP works with families and issues between spouses or intimate partners, whereas SAPR is really for sexual assault of adults where there is no intimate relationship. But going to one or the other, there is no wrong door policy. There is no wrong door, right? If you go to one program and that is not where you need to be, all of the providers here, including myself, will make sure that we do a warm handoff to the right door to make sure that you get taken care of in the services that you need.
Well, that's really good, knowing that people can always get help regardless of who it's with. They'll always find the right person in the end.
Absolutely.
And we'll actually talk about who is eligible for these services when we come back. And we're back to talk about who is eligible for these programs.
So speaking specifically about Victims Legal Counsel, not about any of the other programs, primarily the folks that are eligible for my services are active duty members and their dependents. Really what's important is that the offender or the crime is punishable under the UCMJ. Because we are military officers, even though we're lawyers, we can only practice really within the military justice system. So if it's a sexual assault that's being prosecuted, for example, excuse me, by a state court in the United States or an Italian court, there's nothing I can do there because I can only practice within the military justice system. So as long as the offender is military and can be punished by the UCMJ, active duty members and their dependents are eligible for my services. Here, while we're overseas, civilian employees and their dependents are also eligible for our services. Sometimes non-affiliated civilians, as long as, like I said, the offender is subject to the UCMJ, are also eligible. But I really do encourage anyone who is thinking about our services or has a question about our services, even if you don't think that you're eligible, please come talk to us, come talk to me, and we can make that determination together. And there are times where even if you may not be eligible outright, depending on your situation, if I think there is a way that we can help you, we can submit a request for a waiver so that AVLC can represent you.
Yeah, it always seems like talking to someone is always the best option because, you know, worst thing they can do is say no. Best case, they can say yes. And right in the middle, they can say no, they can't help you themselves, but they can find someone to help you or where you need to start looking.
Absolutely. And what I can guarantee you is that if you come and see me, even if I cannot help you, I will do everything in my power to make sure that I get you to the right person and that you get the services that you need.
And that is half the job, is just talking to the right people. And we'll actually be getting into why someone should talk to a VLC when we come back. And we're back to say why someone should go over to a VLC. I know we briefly discussed it earlier, but if we can just go back over why someone should speak to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I was saying earlier, a lot of people have a misconception that if I didn't do anything wrong, then I don't need an attorney. And while we are here to help people who are in trouble, we're also here to provide legal advice about a lot of things, right? Things that people don't understand. And unless you're in this field, when it comes to the process for the criminal justice system or how it works to report a case, it's not something that's intuitive to everyone or every sailor in the Navy. And so we're really here to provide that legal advice and to help victims understand what the process is like so that they can make an educated decision on what is best for them. Even things like, you know, what happens once I make an unrestricted report? Who is going to talk to me? What are they going to ask me? How is it going to go? How long is it going to take? What can I expect? What are my rights? Those are all things that we talk about. And once somebody is represented by a victim's legal counsel, we are essentially, like I said earlier, their shield, right? So once somebody is represented by an attorney, and this is just a general rule of how attorneys work, people can't just go and talk to them and ask them questions without their attorney present. So we become a filter for all of the people that want to talk to that survivor and ask them questions. And it really helps them be less overwhelmed by the process, to have somebody walk them by their side.
That sounds absolutely amazing, because, you know, it's such a weird process because it's not something most people may ever go through in their military career. And most,
I hope not.
Yes. And a lot of the time the people in your command may have no experience with it. So you're like you feel all alone because there's no one you can talk to or get advice from. But it's just great that they have advocates and people like you that they can actually walk them through every step.
Honestly, this is, like I said earlier, one of the best jobs and the most rewarding jobs that I've had in the military. And really, the sooner they come and talk to us, the better, because there's a lot of misconceptions about what it is to report a sexual assault case, what it is to go through the legal process in general in the military. And it's better to come and talk to an expert than listen to the scuttlebutt out there of what Sim and Timmy went through 10 years ago and what might have happened. And it becomes overwhelming, and the misconceptions just leads to more confusion. So even if you haven't reported a case yet, you can still come talk to us and we can explain the process to you before you talk to somebody. And the important thing to know is that as an attorney, I do have confidentiality with every consult that comes into my office. I am not a mandated reporter. And so everything, with the exception of a few things like national security, is confidential. Folks can feel comfortable knowing that they can come talk to someone who isn't there to judge them, to make them feel bad, who isn't going to get them in trouble, but it really is just there to listen and to give them a legal advice so they can make an informed decision.
And when we come back, we'll be talking about how you can reach them and who to talk to. And we're back to wrap up our interview. Ma'am, it's been an absolutely wonderful time having you, and it's honestly been very informative because, you know, it's not a lot of stuff you run into every day. So it's great that I've been able to ask you a few questions and get to know the program a little better.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Oh, no, it's wonderful. And I just wanted to ask, anything else you'd like to put out?
Yes. So I'd like to give everybody some information about where we are and how you can reach us. So I am personally located here at NAS Sigonella. In the URAFSN AOR, we have four attorneys, one in Naples, one in Rota, one in Bahrain, and like I said, me here in Sigonella. And between the four of us, we represent clients all across the AOR and sometimes even back stateside. If anybody is interested in talking to a victim's legal counsel, you can email me at vlcsigonella@us.navy.mil. I'll say that one more time, is VLC, Victor Lima Charlie, Sigonella @us.navy.mil.
Yeah, thank you for coming out. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.